on this 21st day of March, the year 2021, from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, United States of America, on God's good, great planet Earth. Thank you for coming to my website. Hi, Hardcore. I thought I heard your pity-patty feet coming in. Hey, listen. You guys see that picture of me up on the website right there? Well, that was the last scene taken in a live Sunday thing that I did today, this Sunday. And if you want to hear the thing, you have to go to my Facebook page and listen to it there. The only part that made sense was the last, I think, 20 minutes of it. It's not time for the bone yet, Hardcore. I know what you think it is. It's not time. Hardcore comes and he begs the bone every day. You know, on that Facebook, if you take a minute to check it out, because I don't believe that I'm going to die without a fight. I'm still that pastor. I'm still that guy that's gonna see some things that needs to be said. I don't like what I see taking place in my country today. I don't like to see the way people just, just break the law and don't give a darn. I don't see how people can easily sit still and see that gone. There are people's property that is being damaged by the cluster of people that's coming across the border. Okay? Now, just because you don't live on a ranch, you don't know what that involves and all of that, and then if you're of a skin complexion, that you're a shade darker than, caramel, you just hate everybody that's not dark. You're sick. Man. Now we're going around, fooling around, killing Asians because of what, you know, what the Chinese started the virus. Why would you kill a citizen of your own country that had nothing to do if the Chinese did do that? Why would you kill a citizen of your own country? Mental illness is taking over. All right, I'm going to play a number now. And this number has to do with why a lot of black men are messed up today. And just like that white man that shot those folk in Georgia. Enjoy this one. This was one of my favorite records when I was a young man coming up. Makes all the sense in the world today. Mm-hmm. The Temptations. You know that bass guitar. Listen. You know, we don't want to say it the way it really is, but we have to. We've lost our minds in this country of ours. Literally. Now listen to this man tell a story about how the black man loses his mind. Listen. Get a job, can't get nobody to like me. Oh my goodness, what am I gonna do is what the music is asking. I'm gonna let this brother tell a story about his house. What? by the way, for those of you that know music, this is the long version. Today. We can only do it today. We're in the state of mind that we're in because we brought ourselves here. We've thrown God out of everything. God doesn't any longer exist. See, there used to be a time when you could have blamed that failure on the father of a community in a home. The dope or the drugs and everything, because that's what this story that the Temptations back in the 60s are going to share with you. I think they're getting ready. They're not quite ready because it's a terrible story. And then they even go to their mama and ask for directions, but she can't help them. Not at all. Nothing can help us in this country unless we turn back to God. But I need the brother to tell us a story. The 3rd of September.
That day I'll always remember.
Why will you remember? Why? Why?
Because never the day.
What?
That my daddy died.
All right, your daddy died. That's common, isn't it?
I never got a chance to see him.
Oh, really?
Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you.
Yeah.
Tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and
what
said,
she said?
Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
Results of it in the black community. The abortion rate, the death rate, sickening. I'm just telling you what I see. I see it. Do you
hey,
see
mama,
it? What?
Is it true what you say that Papa never was your day? In his life.
I know a lot of dudes like
hey,
that
mama,
today. Yeah.
Some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And
wow.
That ain't right.
Yeah.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching.
A lot of that going
talking
on.
Talking about saving souls and all the time leeching.
Leeching.
Stealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord.
That's what they do.
Mama just hold her head and say,
If you go to the to my Facebook page today and take a listen to that piece that I just put up there today as a sermon is what I called it. What I was doing is I was addressing the MacArthur plight that I had addressed earlier last week. And I gave scripture to back up my right to do that. I was quoting from Galatians chapter 2, I believe, and also from Romans chapter 13. Gave some pretty good definitions and descriptions of what's going on, and also gave my rambling analysis of what we are viewing in our world today. You know, my neighbor and I were having a discussion over the back fence, and we were looking around, and every time, every opportunity that he gets a chance, he reminds me of the number of alien people that are, well, Hispanics that are coming in on the south border by the wall. And he, you know, and I kept saying, we can't do anything about that, Joseph. We can't. I said, and he did rightfully say, but man, who's our taxes? Everything we're paying for. And I'm saying, Joseph, there's nothing we can do about it. This isn't worth getting bent out of shape about. You know, the place is gonna stack itself up with people, with a heck of a lot of people. And when it gets to the point, the bursting point, where they got the people, see, you have to understand, and I speak about the government on that YouTube clip. I speak about how we should obey the government. And I also speak about how you think you're going to come against this government and beat it down and change it from being what it's been molded into being. A lot of times people look at, and I hope that I'm talking with some friends that I still have out there. A lot of times people look at the way it was in America, it was in our homes, and recognize beyond a shadow of a doubt that that day is gone and gone forever, that those days will never come back. You know, the days when you can get a loaf of bread for 7 cents. I was alive then. The day when you can, moms used to put a pack of cookies in our lunches when we, this is what, man, when I was in the fourth and fifth and sixth grade, I remember my mom making sack lunches, brown paper sack. I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, a bologna sandwich, and an apple. And if I didn't have an apple that day, a pack of cookies, 4 big cookies with the white goo in the middle of it. You could buy a pack for a nickel. It was myself, my brother Ross, my sister Donna, and my sister Diane. Brad was too young to go to school then. And I remember what was in my lunch. Now, how much did it cost, Mommy? What? We didn't worry about that. We had a daddy that got up every day and went to work. My daddy was a garbage man. He picked up garbage for the city of L.A. Then he kind of like promoted up to a trash collector. You know, when they used to put the big cans in the back of the trash trunk. The garbage thing, I told you about that a few months before. The garbage thing was a bucket of garbage that every house had, because that was before, that was right at the time when garbage disposals were coming in. That was a wonderful thing in Los Angeles when garbage disposals came out and people was using them, because we did not have to put the garbage in the can. I mean, oh, yes. I remember that. I remember it like it was yesterday. I'm watching a couple across the street go out to their car with their son. And I remember when the young man that fathered the son came to this country. I remember the first day seeing him. I have lived. And you know what? Some of the things about my country, I still, listen, on a Sunday afternoon, I can have this conversation with you. My heart is at ease. I love my neighbors. I love everybody. I don't hate, I don't have an enemy in the world. I think I got one young man a little sour at me because he tries to have his way with me, and I tell him that's not going to happen. Nobody can have their way with me. I spoil my dog because that's like having children, and that's what we do. We spoil our little dogs. Y'all want to hear some more music? Okay. I guess I can point it up in this, and I'm not going to play the whole thing, but you get the point. When I think of the way the things were and the way the things are now, B.B. King helps me out. He's telling me, John, the thrill is gone. See, what you wanted is gone, John. The late B.B. King playing the classic, The Thrill Is Gone. Oh, baby, hey.
Thrill is gone.
Hey.
The thrill is gone away. The thrill is gone, baby. The thrill is gone away. You know you done me wrong, baby. And you'll someday. The thrill is gone. It's gone away from me. The thrill is gone, baby. The thrill is gone away from me. Although I'll still live on, but so long
Thank you, B.B. King, with his classic, The Thrill Is Gone. It's just gone. It's gone. It's gone away from here. It's gone away from here. B.B. never played with it. He was telling the truth about what was happening. And I think that each of us need to tell the truth. This is P.J., here in the Lucy Coleman studio, dedicated to my wife. Lucy's been gone since the year 2001. She died right before 9/11. I'm glad that she didn't have to live through that. At least when she left here, she remembered the world as a certain place. She wouldn't know it now. She really wouldn't. She wouldn't know it. But I don't like talking about Lucy. I get heartburn when I do that because, you know, when you're with a woman, and I try to share this with these young men, you cannot mistreat a woman and then expect that woman to be by your side. You can't lie to the woman repeatedly, and think that the woman is going to just keep running back to you. You know, most relationships are not some fantasized serial thing. I want to play a number now that I want to share with you because it was the number that really got me to looking at, I got to find me a wife. Because I knew that as a young man, I had aspirations going in another direction. And I was a young man when this record came out. And I remember saying to myself one time, I haven't seen her. I think it was the Temptations or a group like that that made... You know, they ask a question, have you seen her? And like that, well, no, I haven't seen her. But this one started that type of look for me. The name of the group, The Drifters. Drifters, there goes my baby. Like I said, well, I don't have a baby that's going anywhere right now. No, I'm not. Hey, this is PJ, just playing a little bit on a Sunday afternoon, trying to keep your weekend to be cheered up. You know, some of you have to stay at home like me, following the rules. I see my neighbor walking his dog. He told me, he says, man, you know my dog is blind, but he's walking him. And the dog seems to be enjoying it because he's with his leader. I like that. I like that. There goes my baby. I know. But there's some of you out there that are my age that are not black. And you're saying, well, we didn't listen to the Drifters, John. We didn't listen to no. We from the South. We from Mississippi, Kentucky. And we 60, 70, and 80 years old. So why don't you play something for us since you talk about you love us so much, Pastor John? Well, I do. That's why I'm going to play this one by the Everly Brothers, and I know you know. Remember this? Bye-bye, love. Brother. Yeah, that was the Everly Brothers live. Thank you for coming to PJ's website. I'm not going to leave you in the dark, because if you grew up in Southern California, you know who these guys are. The Beach Boys. Some harmony. Listen to these guys. In this world I lock out all my worries and my fears in my room. In my room. My room. Beach Boys in my room. Yeah. Some oldies for all my friends all over the country. I really love DJing now. Stuck around the house and things to do with my Afrocentric flag blowing in the wind. My lawn freshly cut. Praise God I can afford to pay the gardener. I'm telling you, there's nothing like living in the great United States of America. I know a lot of things have happened. I know. The socialists are in office now. I know. But that has never stopped America. I believe that America's heart is so large. And, you know, I don't want to get political on you. Don't want to do it. I think I'll stop right now. 32 minutes and, well, stop around 33 minutes. God bless you. Thanks for coming to the website. And I look forward to spending some more time with you doing this again later on in the week. Remember, go to my YouTube page, not YouTube, but to the Facebook page, John Coleman, and see what I had to say while I was sitting here in the Lucy Coleman studio. For some of you that have never seen the Lucy Coleman studio, you go to Facebook, you'll be able to see it. And got a little message for you from Galatians and from Romans. Thank you, love it. Well, but not as much as I love you. Take care.